If you've been following the Greek financial crisis, you have certainly seen a certain cliche pop up. Here are some of the headlines we've seen. In USA Today, there was, "If it's all Greek to you, here's the skinny on debt crisis." The BBC says, "All Greek to you? Greece's debt jargon explained." We're all guilty of it. NPR has, "If the mess in Greece is all Greek to you, then read this." I know my fellow Shakespeare lovers out there are all well aware this phrase comes from The Bard, right? Well, kind of. We called up Ben Zimmer, the language columnist for The Wall Street Journal. He says Shakespeare is probably responsible for the popularity of the phrase.
Because it appears in his play, Julius Caesar. There's a character who's describing the speech of Cicero, who is a learned scholar. He actually knew Greek, but this character didn't really understand what Cicero was saying, and he says, "For mine own part, it was Greek to me."
Did Cicero say anything?
Aye, he spoke Greek.
To what effect?
Man, I tell you that, I'll ne'er look you in the face again. But those that understood him smiled at one another and shook their heads. But for mine own part, it was Greek to me.
But Shakespeare didn't actually come up with, "It's Greek to me." The phrase appeared in a translation of an Italian play decades earlier. Its true origin is a bit of a mystery, though Zimmer says there's a pretty good guess. Back in the days before the printing press, medieval monks would copy old Latin manuscripts to preserve them, but the Greek alphabet threw them for a loop.
So if they were copying a Latin manuscript and they came across a Greek quotation in the manuscript, they might have trouble actually trying to copy that part. And so as a kind of a cop-out, they might just write in Latin, "Graecum est non legitur," which means this is Greek. It cannot be read.
Now, here's the really weird thing. It seems like those lazy monks or whoever's behind "It's all Greek to me" were just expressing a universal human sentiment. Zimmer says there's a version of this phrase in many languages.
In Finnish, you might say "it's all Hebrew." In Italian, you might say "this is Arabic" or "this is Aramaic to me."
And in Greek, the expression is "this is all Chinese to me."
She said, "You don't understand what